Call, Pitbull,
Mr. Worldwide,
DJ Khaled,
another one,
Jason Derulo,
Jason Derulo,
Janet Jackson,
Miss Jackson if you nasty,
Britney Spears,
it's Britney, bitch,
Orin Welles,
French
penis.
All right, that's everyone. Close the cell.
Why are you locking all those celebrities up?
They've all lost their minds and they won't stop saying the same thing.
Thank you for your service. Live from wherever you are and whenever you're listening to this, it's the Smokin' Hot Toddcast with your host, Hot Toddy, starring Miranda, Ollie, Miss Pingrino, DJ Pork, Sheila, D.A. Williams, and Orson Welles. And featuring me, your announcer, Doc Summit. And now, here's your host, Hot Toddy.
Hattie, ho. Welcome to the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. I'm Hot Toddy. I hit that ho kind of hard. Okay, well, that just didn't sound right. Okay, whatever. Let's just move on. Hi, welcome to the show. We've got another great one for you this week. We're still trying to come down from last week's craziness. Of course, for those of you who don't know, the last episode of the Toddcast to be uploaded was just this past Sunday. Ordinarily, we do it every Thursday like we're doing today. But the problem was we were going to have my great friend Heaven Ramsey of the CP Dream Team as our special guest for that episode. Unfortunately, though, we kept having conflict after conflict, schedule issue after schedule issue, and in the end, we just weren't able to do it. Originally, the episode was going to be on Thursday, like it always was. We were going to do the interview the Sunday before. Conflict got in the way, so we pushed it to Wednesday, the day before the episode would be to upload. No worries. I said, we'll do that. Conflict happened there. So I said, okay, how about this? We'll just push the episode to Friday of last week. So we did that. She was not able to do it then either, so I said, well, all right, we'll push it to Sunday, and we'll do it then. And then Sunday came, and she was not able to be a part of that as well. So unfortunately, she didn't get to be a part of last week's episode, but no worries, we're going to have her on at a later date. But that's why we're doing so many episodes so close together. This is the only episode in this cluster of three episodes that we've done that actually was on Thursday, because it's just been so many different things going on. But anyway, we're here now. We're back on track. Everything is serene and beautiful. And this week's episode is we're revisiting another topic, of a favorite topic of mine. It's my current career path. It's my current job. As you may or may not know, I do customer care work over the phone for people and their pharmacy needs, their pharmacy insurance, basically pharmacy benefits. And we did a whole episode about, like, we did Customer Service the Musical a few weeks ago, where we did songs based around some of the problems that people had when they called in. We've talked more, about it in different episodes this season. But this week's episode is sort of an airing of grievances, if you will. This episode is going to be based around the things that just get under my skin so much when it comes to interacting with people. It's not so much like the things that they do, it's just the communication process breaking down a certain way. And these are things that I think all people should know. If you're going to call about a problem you're having, the communication process needs to be a certain way. And so that is why this episode is called Word to the Wise. So listen closely. So the next time that you call into your insurance and or pharmacy benefits group, you know exactly how to talk to us and you know exactly what's going on. Now, I know what you're thinking. How dare you, Hot Toddy? You are the customer service rep. We are the customers. You should be listening to us, this, that, and the other thing. And I agree with you. What I'm saying, though, is it's difficult to understand what you're talking about or what is even going on unless you speak it correctly. Unless we do these things correctly, it's going to be a very long interaction for both of us. So just listen close and let's see if we can't fix this. And so let's do that right now on an all-new episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
Orson Welles, Smokin' Hot Toddcast promos. Take one.
Okay, Mr. Welles, just do your spiel, your usual thing there, and say, hello, this is Orson Welles, and you're listening to the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
Ah, the French champagne.
No, hold it. All right, Mr. Welles, just say, this is Orson Welles, and you're listening to the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. Okay, go again.
Yes. Oh, yes. They're even better raw.
Cut! All right, do it again. All right, and action.
Look, I don't need to do this. I've got a fish stick commercial in an hour. Oh, what the hell? I need the money.
The Smoking Hot Toddcast.
Penis.
Cut! The Smoking Hot...
Hello, I'm Orson Welles.
Ah!
As stated, this episode is called Word to the Wise, where I'm going to give you just some friendly suggestions about how to handle your calls when you're calling somebody on the customer service end, most notably the pharmacy benefits end, which is what my job is. Of course, my job relies around pharmacy insurance and, you know, knowing statuses of prescriptions and things like that. And so, you know, it's a very important job, and it's something that people are very much, you know, invested in. Because obviously you got to know what's going on with your prescriptions. And so that's why I feel like these are really good suggestions when it comes to how to deal with the person you're talking to on the phone. So we'll start with this one. Please, please know the prescription you're calling in about. Can you do that for me? Just please know what prescription you're calling in about. Because, you know, when you say, oh, it's for my blood pressure or it's for my spleen replacement I had. It's very hard. We're not pharmacists, okay? We're also not doctors. I was hired because I know how to speak to the public, and I know how to deal with high-intensity situations, even though I have had a nervous breakdown since having this job. I can still do it. It's just, you know, it would be easier on, again, these are suggestions to make things easier on everybody. The customer service rep, I want everyone to have a good experience here. So that's why these are just mere suggestions. But know the prescription you're calling about. Know the name of it. You know, I used to think that I was, because I was used to be like that. I used to never know what the names of my prescriptions were, but I never spoke to a customer service rep. When it came to talking about prescriptions, it was usually with my doctor or somebody in the medical profession. And at that point, my thought process was, well, you're the medical professional. You should know what this is called. Why do I have to sit here and figure it out? But when it comes to like a customer service rep, I feel like that's a completely different situation. But a lot of people may not know that. They may not know right off the bat that they're not talking to somebody who's in the medical field. We're not. I am not a medical professional. The only reason why I know the names a lot of these prescriptions is because of the last 6 months where I have, you know, learned many different prescriptions, learned many different names, learned about all the things that they do and stuff like that. But there's still a lot that I don't know because I don't work, you know, that closely with pharmaceuticals, just with the names. That's all I ever look at are the names. I don't look at the physical medicine. So when you say this is I need to know the status of my prescription for my nose hair transplant or whatever, you know, I'm just making up stuff because I am at a point now where it's like, well, I need to know the medicine, the status of the medicine for my cholesterol. Well, I know what that is. Usually you can see that on the screen. You know what it is. And certain things like that, you can usually figure it out. But like, yeah, sometimes they're just so off the wall that you have no idea what they're talking about. And it's like, oh, wait, what? What's the medicine? Oh, it's the medicine for my earlobe displacement. I just like, why? I don't understand. And then when you probe them, ask the probing questions of, you know, can you explain more about it? Then they get irritated because they just expect you to know. So again, word of the wise, even though we are working with the names of prescriptions, we may not know automatically which one you're talking about because we are not pharmacists and we are not doctors. We've not had the names of those prescriptions pounded in our heads from day one like people who work in actual medicine have. We just work with the names and we work with the insurance. So we're more than happy to help you, but you got to help us narrow that down a little bit because the saying that it's the medicine for my eyelash twitch is not helpful. So please, word of the wise, just know the name of the prescription you're calling in about and it makes it that much easier to figure it out.
I put hot toddy in my mouth and I swallowed.
Well, one of my favorite movies in recent history, and it ended up becoming one of my all-time favorite films all around, was a little piece of magic that came out in 2023 called Cocaine Bear. If you've never heard of it, first of all, where you been? But if you haven't heard of it, I'll explain it to you. It's exactly what you think it is. It is a bear that is completely hyped up on cocaine and goes on a rampage, killing people and just leaving destruction wherever he goes. What makes that story unique, of course, was that a part of that story took place right here where I'm from, Knoxville, Tennessee. And with a part of it where it's a bunch of drug dealers dropped a big thing of cocaine from the sky. It landed in the woods somewhere in Knoxville. Now, the way the story goes is that a bear got into it and ate the cocaine and died. But Hollywood said, screw that, let's do it the fun way. And the fun way is let's have him go on a rampage killing people and all that. And that's where we got Cocaine Bear. And it was a great movie. It really is one of the funniest and just most entertaining films that has come out in the last few years. It's been a few months now. Somebody had done a post, or was it a TikTok? I don't remember, of different types of bears. What if there were other things that the bear got into? And what if you know, he went on a rampage accordingly to whatever it was he put in his system? And this is one of them, and I thought this was really funny. This one, and there's another one that I'm going to do later in the future. This is going to be a continuing segment. This is going to be something we're going to revisit because these were so great, and then I started coming up with my own that we could do for this. But the first one, I wish I could give credit where credit was due, because I don't remember who did this, but they said, what if it was Viagra Bear? What if a bear completely got hyped up on a huge thing of Viagra? What would that be like? How would that work? Well, I'm here to share that with you right now.
Oh no! Run! It's Viagra Bear!
Ah! Oh my god! No wonder he's rampaging.
Penis.
Damn! He's humping everything!
I didn't even know a bear could get into that position.
Oh yeah. Oh god! He's coming!
No, he's taking so much Viagra, it's gonna be a while before he does that.
I mean, he's coming this way!
Fuck.
Con.
Well, I want a tetanus shot if he's going to get around me with that rusty thing.
Oh no! Dead end! We're trapped!
What are we going to do?
This is the end. Goodbye, cruel world! Here he comes!
Oh wow. This time you were right.
You're listening to the most splendiferous, the most fantastic, the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts, the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
This is something that really bothers me, but it's something that I think a lot of people can't help, because especially if they're in Tennessee, I don't know how it is in other states, but in the state of Tennessee, you're not allowed to speak on your phone while you're driving. You can't have the phone up to your ear and talking on it while you're driving. So I get why a lot of people do this, but it's still not great. You would think in 2024, the technology for this would have been perfected to the point where it sounds just as good by doing this as it does to having the phone up to your ear, but it does not. So that's why, if you're able to, please don't be just hanging around and or talking on speakerphone and talking on it far away so that we can't fully hear you. If the call was important enough for you to do it, if calling us was so important, then why aren't you taking it a little bit more seriously? Why is it that when the phone rings, I say, you know, thank you for calling, who am I speaking with? I hear this voice from like another room start talking all of a sudden saying,
yeah,
I was wondering if you could check on my atorvastatin. Where is why is that here? Why is it good?
It's because, and it's like, oh my God, no, that's you're please come to the phone. And then it's even worse when somebody calls and they're in their car. That is more of a grievance really than in the house, because at least there's not a whole lot of sound in the house. In the car, you get, yeah, hi. I was wondering if you could check out on my. And again, like, I don't know the laws of every state, but I know that in the state of Tennessee, you cannot have your phone up to your ear. So I completely get it. But if this call is super important, maybe stop. And because you may have to take notes. And a lot of times when people are calling about, you know, about certain like prior authorizations or appeals or something for a prescription that's been denied, they usually have to take some notes. There's some stuff that they have to remember. And then they get, well, I'm driving. I can't take it. Well, I'm like, okay. But if it was so important that you called me, you couldn't have taken a few more precautions. You know, you couldn't have just stopped and called. So that's why I'm always like, you know, if this is important, please just take the time to stop and call me and talk to me that way. But please don't be so far away from the phone that I can't hear. One time somebody called me, it was a car phone, but they had to have been sitting like in the main back, like the bench seat, and trying to talk on the phone, and the phone had to be at the front of the car or something. And it's like, I can't hear a word you say. And then the people around the phone were getting irritated because I couldn't hear them. And so they were just like, yeah, he said this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, I can't help that. I can't help that I can't hear. Pass the phone to him. He can have the phone up to his ear if he's not driving. So pass the phone to him so he can talk to me. So please, again, if this is an important call, take the time to just stop and assess and then call me. And then let's talk. Let's do the thing. We'll hammer it out. And then you can go on your merry way. But at the same time, you know, be close to the phone. But also don't try to eat the phone. Do not put the phone so close to your mouth that it becomes distorted that way. There is proper phone etiquette. And again, I'm going to say the year. It's 2024. The telephone was invented in the 1800s, okay? We've come very far in telephone etiquette. So just have the phone close to you. Either at your ear or close enough to you where we can hear you, but don't eat the phone either if you're going to put it up to your ear. These are very easy rules to follow, but it seems to be very difficult for people to do. But yes, that's another very, very, I feel anyway, some good advice to take from this. If you're going to call me, stop, take the time. Let's get into a nice quiet place. Let's do this. And then we can solve whatever problem you're having in a timely way.
Hey, I'm Emily Marsh from Mystery Science Theater 3000. And you're listening to Hot Toddy on the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
The Smokin' Hot Toddcast presents The Ollie Report, a segment dedicated to extremely professional and hard-hitting journalism. Reports on headlines straight off the news ticker through the eyes of Ollie. And now, The Ollie Report.
Hello and welcome to an all-new Ollie Report. I'm Hot Toddy. Well, the 2024 campaign continues to heat up for the race to the White House. It's pretty much been decided that it's going to be between, once again, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. But for some weird reason, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thinks he's still got a chance at this, so he's continuing on with his presidential bid. And at the moment of recording this, this could happen later on during the week before you actually hear the Ollie Report, but as we're recording this at the beginning of the week, he is expected to announce his pick for vice president. It's always interesting when any presidential candidate announces their running mate, so we wanted to get Ollie on the scene. And so now, live from Oakland, California, is the one and only Ollie, how are you?
I shaved my butt hair.
My God, right out of the gate. No, just no. Let's not talk about this. We are recording this, Ollie, on Monday of this week. It is expected that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will announce his running mate tomorrow, which would be Tuesday at this point. So by the time the listeners hear this on Thursday, we most likely will already know who the VP pick is. But I am curious, because I would like to know. Now, it's gotten really, really, really weird. I didn't think things could get any weirder than Donald Trump running as president, then becoming president, then running as president again, but here it is. And so some of the names that have been thrown out there are people like former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, Mike Rowe, the star of Dirty Jobs, and of course NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Have you spoken to representatives of Mr. Kennedy's to get their feel of who they think the VP pick will be?
You know, the Raiders used to be here. I always thought they still were. Then somebody told me they were in Las Vegas. I don't think I've been to Vegas. Or if I have, I don't remember. Anyway, there's a car. I hope it starts. If not, they'll have to go to Walmart and get a whole new battery. They're not going to be able to go anywhere unless they get one. Did I mention I don't have butt hair anymore? Baskets!
Well, Kennedy's campaign has spooked Democrats who are fighting third-party options that could draw support from President Joe Biden and help former President Donald Trump. A lot of people are concerned that if a third-party candidate is popular enough, they could draw away votes from President Biden. Have you spoken to his representatives at all about if he's playing that into his decision? Maybe finding someone very likable who could help continue dragging those Biden votes to him. Oh, was there anything more to that?
Open.
Yay, Holly. Well, Kennedy has secured access to the ballot in Utah.
Hot Toddy, I can't hide it anymore.
You can't hide what?
Well, this was supposed to be announced tomorrow, like you said, and well, you know, I didn't want to say anything beforehand because I thought I might get in trouble, but I'm here to make the announcement myself. Right here on the Ollie Report. Station.
What announcement?
Hot Toddy, I will be Robert Kennedy's running mate because I know baskets! Thank you! Thank you so much! And as your vice president, I will do nothing. Because apparently that's what the vice president always does, except for Dick Cheney, but he was pure evil.
No. No! Not again! No, Ollie, no! You can't! No! 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 No, no! Mama, no! Mama, no! Oh. Oh, it was a dream. It was a dream. Oh, man. That was a scary one. Whew. Well, back to sleep, I guess.
Hot Toddy, baby, are you all right? That sounded like a big-le-age nightmare. Big-le-age. Nobody has better nightmares than you, believe me.
That's going to do it for the Ollie Report this week. Tune in next time for another headline ripped from the Ollie News Ticker. Until then, have a good day and an Ollie-ful week.
Hello, this is President Barack Obama, and you're listening to Hot Toddy on the Smokin' Hot Podcast.
And that was authentic. I promise. Now, this is a bit of a grievance, but I actually don't hold this against anyone, honestly, because I get it. Because when you call the company I work for, the first thing you're going to get is an automated line, and it's going to give you all those suggestions. If you want this, press that, or press that. Okay, you press that, then it says, okay, say your name, your date of birth, your ID number, whatever. You know, it's going to ask a bunch of questions. And then you answer the questions, and sometimes that damn automated line doesn't understand what you're saying. So at this point, you're just screaming for a representative to help you, and you're just telling the thing to shut up so you can get to me, and I understand it completely, 100%. But if you are able to, again, word to the wise, if you're able to do it, if you have a complicated name, please put that in the IVR autofill system at the beginning, because oh my God. If you just call up and say, yeah, this is Papazambadabadabu. And it's not even, I'm not making fun of any like foreign nation, foreign names or anything like that. Sometimes people whose name is John Smith will come on and talk so fast, especially if they're irritated or if they're in a rush or if they're from the North. I've noticed, because listen, I'm a Southern guy, okay? I don't have very many Southern beliefs, but I am a Southern guy at heart in which I talk very slowly. I talk very clearly. You know, I like to take things very slow when I talk to people. But then you get people from the North who talk like this, and you have no idea what they're saying because they just want to get the thing done because they're trying to do that. I'm like, just calm down. Let's all take a breath and let's try to do this another way. So I'm like, again, someone's name who's John Smith could be, yeah, there's not a, I'm sorry. No, that's not bad. Okay. I've actually made a joke about this. We've talked about it. I think we've talked about it on this show. I don't remember, but I know we've talked about it on a Smells Like 90s Rock, where somebody said their name so badly on the phone that I wrote it down, because there's a box that says who is calling and then what is the name of the member, because it could be two completely different people. In this case, it was the same guy, but the who was calling, he spelled his name so horrendously that I just put in random letters, and then his name ended up being very common once I put it into the, well, what's the name of the member section. And so it made me laugh later on, because I looked at that and the name, and I was like, oh my God, this is awful. But again, it's because they didn't take the time to put the name in correctly in the IVR system, in the system that, you know, asks you to do it. And I get it if you have a very long, possibly complicated name. But at the same time, if you're just gonna give the agent, me, in other words, your name, then you gotta say it clearly. Don't come at me with that. And then get irritated when I ask you to spell it, and it's like, my name is B-O-B-J-O-N-E-S, Bob Jones. I didn't hear that. Don't get mad at me. I didn't understand it. So just word of the wise. Put your name in before you come to me. So when you call, I'll see it pop up on the screen. But if you're not able to completely understand that, just say it phonetically and clearly on the phone so that I can get it in, and then we can move on again and get this process taken care of in a timely manner. And if I have to ask you, please clearly spell it as well. Don't go Vags, Fern, Stug, Bog, Flig, Prog, Mog, Stong, okay? That's not helpful at all. Still making this a very difficult task. So just again, word of the wise, if you want to take the suggestion, you don't have to. I'm just saying, you know, think it through. If you can't put your name in the thing at the beginning, just be ready to clearly spell it or clearly say it so that I can understand and we can get into that account.
Smoking Hot Podcast.
Who do you think's going to win the election?
Neil Breen.
Who's that? I know I've heard the name, but it doesn't.
Blasphemous.
But it doesn't.
He is a very bad movie director. And he stars in his own movie, too. They're all like vanity projects. We watched one over this weekend for the Smokin' Hot Toddcast, and it's atrocious. His latest film is called Cade, The Tortured Crossing.
What's a famous Neil Breen film?
Double Down.
Okay.
And there's one called Fateful Findings, another one called Pass Through, and the prequel to Cade, The Tortured Crossing, Twisted Pear.
Okay.
It's a great movie. Neil Breen is a national treasure, that man. He makes horrendous movies, but we love them.
I don't think I've ever really sat down and watched one, but
he talks like this in his movies. Really, yeah, well, I mean, let's just bring up a little Neil Breen here, because Neil Breen is a, like I said, he's beyond a national treasure, Pork. He's somebody that let me just bring him up here, because he's just amazing. Okay, so like, for instance,
Him with a tiger?
I've been with
yes. You all listening won't get anything out of this because you can't see it. But what I'm going to play for you now, Pork, is a literal fight scene between him
and a tiger.
A
Siberian tiger?
This is from the latest movie, and we got so excited. It's like, wait a minute.
And he's obviously on a green screen.
Oh, all his this
walking,
whole...
Walking on top of the grass.
This whole movie is green screen, and it's awful. Watch this. There he is. That's Neil. And there it is. This was in a movie, Pork. I paid $30 for this movie on DVD. This was the scene in the movie, Pork. It is Neil Breen fighting a tiger, a very bad CGI tiger.
I always gave it a left hook.
Yeah, gave him a left hook.
Oh no!
Oh no, Neil!
Gotta overcome the Siberian tiger with his Neil Breen strength.
With all of his Breen strength.
He's
out. He's down.
Been vanquished.
Oh, but he's back! You can't keep Neil Breen down.
Come on,
he
says.
We just kind of narrated some over some intense sounding music. That's all we did.
Oh, I can't believe it, Park. He's taking them on again.
He's looking at the camera.
Are we done? Are we done? Are we done?
Stop. Get down.
Here's some more Neil Breen for you. Neil Breen out of context.
Well, that was pretty out of context.
I've never had a beard.
What? What are you talking
about? I've never had a beard.
Okay.
Because that's Twisted Pear. And in Twisted Pear, he plays two people. He plays a guy named Cade, who was in the sequel. That was Cade we saw in the Fighting the Tiger. And his twin brother, Kale, which has a very bad fake beard. It's amazing. Here he is nuzzling to a CGI or a stock footage eagle.
Good morning. Have a nice day.
This is just, like, amazing moments brought to you by Neil Breen.
He just fell over there.
Yeah, that man fell over. And there's that.
How many movies has he made?
To date, he has made 6 movies. Only 4, unfortunately, are available.
Like, for purchase?
For purchase. $30 a pop, Pork.
What happened to the other two?
They're not available anymore. They're out of print.
Oh,
this is Double Down. Oh, no. This is Pass Through. More Pass Through.
Oh, Jesus.
What else are you?
It's my fault. No. Really. I apologize.
Leave me alone.
Let me make
leave
it up to you.
No.
I'll take you out to dinner.
Leave me alone. I have a boyfriend.
Let's have a drink. Let's have a drink.
Leave me alone.
Let's have
I
a
have
drink.
A boyfriend.
I'll meet
get
you back here
face.
At 8 o'clock and we'll go out and have a drink.
Okay.
I love him so much, Pork. This is an artist.
I'm not ready for this.
I don't care. I don't want you anymore.
She just falls off the bed.
It's just freaking invisible.
Do they have some of the same actors and actresses?
Yeah, a lot of them make multiple appearances.
Why?
In films. Because they love Neil Breen, Pork. If you had the opportunity to work with Neil Breen, you would take it too.
Oh. What is this?
So this is him with artificial intelligence.
Okay.
I was approaching a robotic
yes.
humanoid state.
Yes. Watch this now, Pork. Watch this. Watch this. Here we go. Whee! Neil!
These are so stupid.
This is just a piece of the puzzle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. These are just some of the movies that he's done. Some of the scenes from the amazing movies that he has done. Okay.
You should review Birth of a Nation.
Hell no. I'm not. It's a racist. I'll review it right now. It's a horribly racist film. Do not watch this.
Sure is.
Not to be confused with The Birth of a Nation.
That
came out a few years ago. I think that was like it was a slave movie. I can't remember. Came out like a decade ago, close to a decade ago. It was called The Birth of a Nation. But in 1915, there was a very racist movie called Birth of a Nation. Do not go see that movie. Do not look it up for context just to know how bad it is, but don't add it to your viewing list. It's a bad movie. Let's see. Oh, this is some good Neil Breen acting right here.
You committed.
There we go. Shoot, come on. There
that
we go.
Guy.
I can't believe you committed suicide. I cannot believe you committed suicide. How could you have done this? How could you have committed suicide?
A mushroom.
So does this guy have like problems in his personal life?
No, well, no, he thinks very highly of himself.
Okay.
He's like I said, most of what he does is vanity. It's vanity projects.
I want to see him do like a remake of like a really famous film,
like The Godfather.
Yeah, or Jurassic Park.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Or Spartacus.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. I am Spartacus.
Yeah, I am Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
Or let's see, how about The Shining?
Here's Johnny.
I
Oh, that's good stuff. But yeah, now don't watch Birth of a Nation, but do watch anything put out by Neil Breen, please, because the man, excuse me, is a genius. He's a sorry, I got choked. He's a genius.
He's kind of a genius. In his own weird way.
He is. He used to be a real estate agent in Las Vegas, and the man made beaucoups of money. And so that's why he's able to finance his own movies and make these kind of this low budget, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it's glorious. The things he does is glorious, Pork. You going to go see Ghostbusters this weekend?
No, I'm not.
Oh, why? Why you shoot it down?
Because no.
Not even interested a little bit?
No.
I am.
Not even a little.
It looks better than Afterlife, and Afterlife was kind of meh. It looks better than
I don't care about anything.
I don't care about anything. I don't.
I saw the first two, and that was enough.
Hang on. I don't care about anything.
Anything Ghostbusters related.
How'd you make me pull a muscle in my back?
I wanted to say Ghostbusters related, but I couldn't make it to that part.
You made me pull a muscle in my back. Oh.
I'm glad it hurts.
Oh, it hurts so much. I can't. And when I laugh, it hurts more. Oh, screw you. You make me laugh. I don't care about anything.
I don't care about anything Ghostbusters related, just, no. I don't care about anything.
You're just the way you shut it down. I don't care about anything.
I meant to say I don't care about anything Ghostbusters related, but I just couldn't make it to that part.
I just couldn't get there.
My brain couldn't get there.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry I made you hurt your back.
No, it was worth it. Oh, God. That was a good one. Oh.
But no, I don't care about Ghostbusters.
Not even a little bit, huh?
No.
No.
You're listening to the Smokin' Hot Toddcast with your host,
Todd. Just Todd. Todd is helpful, and Todd is there for you.
Well, it's actually Hot Toddy.
Oh, well. Pardon me, Mr. Perfect!
And my final word to the wise for this episode, and this may fall on deaf ears, especially if you're feeling some kind of way when you come on the phone. You may be very upset, very angry. You don't want to do this. You don't want to take the time to understand this. I get it. But again, this is word to the wise. So just kind of, you know, think about it. Remember when you call this place, Even though the agents you're talking to do work for the company, do have to adhere to the rules of both the company and the law itself when it comes to insurance, please remember, you're talking to human beings, okay? You're talking to people that can't control this. And we're trained at the beginning of this job to handle these situations. Obviously, we say, you know, these people are going to be upset about something, so you let them be upset about it. You listen to them, and you let them do. And I do that. But again, I've talked about this. I've recently had a minor nervous breakdown from this job, and the reason why is because they made it personal, and that's not okay. I want to choose my words wisely here because I don't want to say the wrong thing, but like, because I do care. I 100% understand and care about the situation that you're going through. And I get it that you don't, you know, if a price goes up on a prescription that you've had for years and all of a sudden it's unaffordable or they just stopped covering at 100%, that not only is that irritating, it can also be scary because what are you going to do? I mean, there's always an alternative out there. There's always something that can help. But I mean, in that moment, absolutely. It's like, oh my God, your whole life kind of stops for a second. And I get it 100%. And I don't disagree. I don't mind you getting upset at all because I completely understand it. And I don't want it to happen for you. But just remember that I make a livable wage. It's not, you know, a ton of money, but I make a livable wage. basically guiding you through this. I'm not the person that's doing anything to you. I do this job out of the media room that you see on the show Get Real. You know, I'm not even working in the big corporate office. I don't live in a big mansion. I'm just some schlub who had to take this job because the opportunities are not there right now for other things. And so, you know, I needed work, and this is very noble work, helping people with their insurance. Because, I mean, you know, for every bad call that I get of someone being very upset over something that's happened to them, I get one, you know, I get great calls of people who say, you know, I don't know what to do. This medicine's not there, and it's not there for me anymore. It's not covered, and I don't know what is it. I know of an alternative that's extremely affordable. Talk to your doctor about it. Let's see if we can't do this. And they do. And they leave and they're like, thank you so much for your help. And you know, that makes me happy. If I can help somebody, it's a very wonderful feeling for me. And that's what I try to do. I try to help everybody. But then there's people that just really don't want help, and they just want to yell at somebody. And again, we're trained to just take that and go with it, roll with it. But I point out what year we're in. We're in 2024. It's time to shape up, okay? And remember that you're talking to human beings. No, you can't just talk to people however you want because you don't like what a company or what the government in this case is doing. I don't represent the government. I just barely represent the company I work for. I work for them, and I have to abide by their rules. It's not always great. It's not always the best, but we do what we have to do. But yelling at me is not going to get you anywhere. Yelling at me is not going to fix the situation. Saying that you demand that I do something to fix something isn't going to work. If the law says this has to be, then it has to be. So, again, word to the wise. And this is one that I'm kind of, even though it's probably the harshest one, I am kind of loosey-goosey on it because I get it. I understand you're upset. I understand you're mad. And so I can understand why you call in and yell at people. So I completely get it. Believe me, I get it. But if you can see it within your soul, if you can take the time and calm yourself down before you call us, give that a shot. Because again, even though I can deal with it to a certain extent, it's not easy. This first half of the year has been rough with this job because a lot of things have changed for people, and understandably, again, they're not happy. But I mean, you know, it's nothing that I did. So just remember that. Again, word of the wise, you're talking to other human beings who have feelings, who have lives of their own that they have to deal with. You know, it's not like I get off that computer and I sit and think, how can I scam these people tomorrow? What's the next trick up my sleeve that I'm going to do the horrible things to these people? No, I get off work and I do fart jokes on the Smokin' Hot podcast. I make videos making fun of movies or loving movies. My life doesn't revolve around that. I help with what I can and then move on. But it doesn't always mean there's going to be a great outcome from it. So just again, this is called Word to the Wise. Just see if you can find it within your heart to be nice to those who also have hearts.
You're listening to the Smokin' Hot Podcast. It's time for From 10 at the 10, where we play the song that was topping the charts exactly 10 years ago today. And naturally, we play it in the 10th segment on the Smokin' Hot Podcast.
From 10 at the 10, the first one of 2024. This is very exciting. I am Hot Toddy, of course. It's exciting because I love doing these, but it's also kind of puts things in perspective for you because 10 years ago now was 2014. Let that sink in for a second. 2014 is now 10 years ago. So when we do From 10 at the 10, we're looking back in 2014. When I first started this segment, it was in 2017. I believe it was the third or fourth, I think it was the fourth season. We were looking back to 2007. And even in 2017, 2007 felt like a long time ago. It seemed like a long time ago. But 2014 does not. You think about where 2014 was when we first started this in 2017. It was just 3 years ago at that point. So this is just blowing me away that 10 years ago is now 2014. But if that's not crazy enough, the song that we're going to talk about today, well, it's really a song I don't really want to talk about. I'll tell you why. The song is great. It's a great song by an amazing artist and producer who we all love. But the problem that arose for me is the fact that this song was one of, if not the most overplayed song that has ever graced radio speakers. This song got played so much in 2014. It was insane. And even into 2015, you'd still hear it occasionally in 2016, 17. So you still hear it on occasion on the radio now. It gets played every so often just because it was such a big hit in 2014. But oh my God, it got so old so very quickly, at least for me, especially because I was working in radio at the time. So you can imagine I heard it a lot. But no disrespect, again, to the guy who wrote this and sang it and produced it, because he is one of the greatest of all time, and I love him. And I did enjoy this song at the beginning, but then it got pretty old for me pretty quickly. He wrote it for the film Despicable Me 2. If you haven't figured it out yet, allow me to end the mystery. It's Happy by Pharrell. Indeed. I'm still sick of this song. But you know what? We have to play it. We have to do it because it was number one for so long in 2014. It was number one from March 8th to May 10th of 2014. This will be the only From 10 at the 10 that we will do until May, possibly at this half of the season. Period. I mean, we'll do more in the next season in the last half of 2024, because there were others. But this song was number one for so long. This very well could be the last From 10 at the 10 that we do this season, because it was number one for weeks and weeks. And so now here is the number one song from this day, March 28th, 2014, Happy by Pharrell on From 10 at the 10. That was the song topping the charts 10 years ago today on From 10 at the 10.
You're listening to Hot Toddy
on the Smokin' Hot Toddcast.
And there you have it, just some of my suggestions of how I think you should handle these calls when you come in. Because, you know, we go through a whole rigorous training of, you know, you should speak to people like this, you should do it this way, and I completely respect that and want to handle it the best way I can. But at the same time, sometimes you guys can also make it a little bit easier for us by doing these suggestions that I gave you. Now, you don't have to. Obviously, again, I am the customer service rep. You are the customer. You're right when you call us. So, you know, I don't want to make anybody upset here, and I hope I didn't with all these. It's just these, like I said, these are just suggestions to help make the process go smoother and easier for both of us, so that we can get you what you need and get you on your way, so you don't have to be stuck there for very long. And, you know, that way we could just handle it, get it over with, and go. I mean, that's the goal overall, is just to make sure that we have a great experience all around. And if I'm struggling with those things that I was talking about, you're going to be just as irritated. You're going to be just as irritated as if I couldn't help you. So please, just think about it and do with it what you will. You can completely ignore it if you want to. I understand. But those were just suggestions. Just throwing them out there. Do with them with what you will. And with that in mind, that's going to do it for us on this week's episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. Believe it or not, it's already time for us to take another little break. So we're going to take another couple weeks off. But we shall be back on April 18th with an all-new episode of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast. So make sure you be on the lookout for that. Until then, you can follow me on all social media. That's at Smokin' Hot Toddy on Facebook, TikTok, and the platform formerly known as Twitter. Toddy Kama Hot on Instagram and Threads. The Smokin' Hot Toddcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, QuadPod, Spotify, and wherever better podcasts can be found. You can also follow the mother company of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast, Superfuzz Productions, on YouTube, and check out the sister shows, Get Real, Stump Hot Toddy, Played Out, and more. And, of course, you can follow Superfuzz on the platform formerly known as Twitter at Superfuzz Videos. And you can also follow some of the gang of the Smokin' Hot Toddcast on social media. We'll begin with Twitter. I'm just calling it Twitter. Ms. Pingrino at Pingrino, Sheila at Sheila Hawk, Doc Summit at Kev Summit on Instagram, Ms. Pingrino at Janelle Marino, Sheila at Sheila Hawkins, Doc Summit at Kev Summit, and Miranda at Miranda Panda Joe. And you can follow Miranda on Threads at Miranda Panda Joe, and on TikTok, Ms. Pingrino at BabyJ0831, Doc Summit at Kev Summit, and Miranda at Miranda Panda Joe. Until April 18th, this is Hot Toddy saying goodbye, everybody, goodbye.